Good afternoon. This is live from Studio A. I'm Chris Harwood, and we've got in the studio today Portage, who have, we'll talk about it in a minute, but they've got Duluth beginnings, and they have since amassed themselves back down in the Twin Cities. But we'll talk with him about their history in a few minutes. But it's a quartet. Trent Waterman on guitar, Adam Rosenthal on percussion today, though I suppose officially drums, we'd say. Jason Hillebrand on bass, and Dave Mailing on keyboard usually, but he's got an electric guitar here as well. Hey, good afternoon to all of you. Glad you're here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Let's start off with a song.
Save you now. It's your moment, God. What is worth a shot? Did she come back to lay this on my head? I believe every word you say. Drops of a nervous sweat. Bring so few to the only net you left. Down, but you come back to lay this on my head. Thank you.
Live from Studio A, that's Portage, and they've got the new record out called Creatures, just recently released. How fresh is this record?
2 weeks?
Yeah.
Two weeks. Fresh. Wow.
I could still drink it if it was milk.
Well, as long as you don't leave it lying out in the sun, I suppose. And was this from the new record, that one?
That was from the last record.
The last record. Landings, yeah. From Landings back in 2012. This is Creatures as your third album. And it's the four of you. You've got Lynn O'Brien singing on a couple of tracks, mm-hmm. I assume just as a guest vocalist. She's not an absent member today of the official group. The nascence of your group, and I got to say, just in getting to know more about you guys and doing the obligatory Facebook search, I got to say, you guys posted some personal bios about each of you 2 weeks ago that, to me, are about the coolest bios I've ever read on Facebook. Because, you know, usually it's kind of a name drop of all the bands you've played with and you know, that kind of thing. But this is just was an experience. And it's one of those things where I'm not quite sure what's fact and what's fiction. You know,
kinda,
one of you
kind of toes the line a little bit.
Yeah. A little bit, okay.
Yeah.
And I got to ask Jason, the bass player, says that you have been a fashion model for catalogs. Tell me this is true.
Isn't that a great run?
Man, he's got a face. Whereas I have, as they say, a face for radio. But the beginning of the band, it talks about two guys that I don't think are in the band anymore. And if, again, is this bio not really to be believed, but it says that you started out with a couple of guys named Dan Watsky and Billy Tubrub Sandberg as a Kenny Rogers cover band. which to me is, I want it to be true so badly. Tell me that that's true.
Well, it's true.
Digging in the ground for history.
We're not going to say that it's not true.
All right. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, think about the Eagles starting out backing Linda Ronstadt, and you know,
same
everybody's identical. Everybody's got their early history that they either are or not proud of, but that's fantastic. So, but the Duluth history now, were some of you UMD students? Were all four of you UMD students?
Yeah, that's a fact. That's true, right?
That's true. We're not sure.
I want to ask if it was the 4 or 5 or 6 year plan as a student. That's irrelevant because you guys have obviously found your calling. This third record now, how long was it in the making?
Oh, man. Probably almost 3 years from start to finish, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of the stuff that's on there. I mean, the bulk of it was the last year, I would say.
Yeah.
But yeah, some of the songs have been around.
Just ones that you were kind of workshopping as you performed, or were you keeping them a secret until the record came out? Or
all
was
of
it?
That, we were trying to, I think we were trying to save up money to go into the studio.
Mm-hmm. That's always a trick these days.
Finally,
it's not cheap.
Yeah. You know, it used to be you had to actually get the record contract and the big labels would pull you into the studio. These days, with things that are a bit more homespun, it seems like the bands have to fund themselves so much more, which is either a blessing or a curse. I mean, I believe in the democratization of music, but when it's always a self-starter, Kickstarter campaigns, whatever you got to do to try and raise the funds, it can take a while. But
it's tough, but it's satisfying, though. Like, we just did exactly what we wanted to do with it.
Yeah. There's nobody telling you what you need to accomplish.
Well, that's true. You're not having some label boss standing over you telling you to make that hit.
That's right.
Nor do you have a songwriting team of 12 people trying to...
And we can kind of set our own timeline, too, so we can be as...
That's true.
As lazy as we want.
Yeah, I think this time around we were as lazy as we wanted to be.
Yeah.
And there's no rushing to get anything out. And actually, I think that was a really positive thing.
So did that allow you to sort of recraft and hone the songs in the studio, or just give them time to simmer before you record it, or a little bit of both?
A little of both. Yeah. We tracked them all in one day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All the foundation tracks.
All the foundations, yeah.
Huh.
And then... I don't remember. Did we do another day overdubs? And then we spent a lot of time mixing the record, too. So
it was probably 3 years, you know, since the last record, and having that time to weed through the songs we didn't like and rearrange them 3 or 4 different times until, you know, if they worked live, then we knew that by that point. And
workshopping them live is hugely important.
So good.
Yeah.
So on stage, I mean, do you find that when you perform them then live before you've really figured them out, that you are doing some editing on the go, or are you discovering? Are you listening to the tape of the show after, saying, "Oh, that was terrible," or is it as you're going, saying, "You know what, this moment, this fill, this guitar lick could probably disappear right now.
Sometimes we're just trying to hold it together.
Yeah. A lot of the editing happens in the practice before the show, and then, yeah. Then you get to the show and you just try and do it like you had planned on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spontaneous things happen.
Well, so you guys are playing the Red Herring Lounge tonight, the second birthday bash down there, and you're playing with Rick McLean is also in the show, and Cat and Black Diary and Space Carpet. You guys are right before Space Carpet, so the second last in the evening. And you started out in Duluth. You've been in the cities for a while. Have you been back up to Duluth recently as well? You've had some. You've been around a bit. So
yeah, we played Homegrown.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, and I think we played Homegrown every time.
Yeah.
On occasion. And Dave and Jason are from Duluth, so
yeah, hometown.
There you go. Uh-huh. So you guys know the I-35 corridor really well.
Yeah.
Very well.
Yeah.
Too well.
In your sleep well. Yeah.
Lots of Toby's donuts.
Oh. I don't know whose genius it was to put a town halfway between, you know? Because either way, they get you going. They get you coming or going. Mm-hmm. They're right there. Let's hear another song.
Yeah, this one is off the new EP. It's called Shake the Bones.
Portage, live from Studio A. We'll be right back. Portage live from Studio A here on 103.3 KMD. The song Shake the Bones, it's from their newest record called Creatures, just released a couple weeks back. So I like the bass and the electric guitar kind of playing the same thing at an octave. And that's something I don't see that kind of sort of stacked arrangement as much these days. You know, I feel like everyone's trying to find their own part, or it's just power chords, but to actually sort of do something, you know, it's like a neat sort of...
I think it's taken us about 5 years to find the proper register to play in.
A little, that kind of...
but, yeah.
So is that that kind of arranging, is it worked out between all of you, or is it one person who kind of is thinking about the bigger picture? Is a songwriting collaborative? I mean, this is sort of one of those things that can sometimes make or break bands, you know? If one person starts saying, oh, it's all me, you know, I'm Robbie Robertson or Paul McCartney or somebody. Yeah. I mean, as great as they are as songwriters, when it starts to become cloudy, you know, when everybody's contributing ideas. But how do these arrangements come to bear? As you say, you've been playing them on stage a lot, so you try something different. I mean, I don't know if at first that song was out and you were doing something like some sort of counterpoint solo opposite the vocal, but instead you've got this sort of rhythmic idea with the bass going. It's a different play. Where do these ideas come from?
I think what we found works for us is Trent kind of writes the ideas of the song. And then he brings them in, and then we spend hours and hours and hours working it out between the four of us. Mm-hmm. To get it right. Mm-hmm. Dave has a really good mind for arrangement, so he kind of helps lay it out, and then Adam and I just kind of fill out
the rhythm section.
Yeah.
Tighten stuff up. Try to keep it as interesting as possible for us. And
yeah,
I like that last song. Kind of takes on a kind of a psychedelic element when we play it live, and we're definitely a lot louder. We'll be a lot louder tonight than we are right now.
I assume, you don't have a full set right here, and are you going to have your keys with you tonight? Or?
I'll be playing keyboard, no guitar.
Yeah, okay.
Organ, space sounds. And
there you go.
Yeah.
Because the record does really have a different sound than this. It's a wonderful intimate acoustic sound right now. It's great, but certainly it's not quite representative of the album. But I like what you said, that for you it's a question of what you guys like. You know, maybe you're thinking of the listener, but you're also making sure that you're enjoying what you're doing, and that unfortunately too seems to be sometimes a lost art. You know, it's all about appealing to a lowest common denominator of a fan base rather than playing what you guys want. So that's admirable. I appreciate that. So tonight at Red Herring Lounge, do you guys have any idea what time you're going to be on stage? Is that
around 11?
11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's
true. Yeah. So your second, right, second to last, right before Space Carpet, Rick McLean and Cat and Black Diary also playing tonight at Red Herring Lounge. Doors open at 8. So this new record now, you've just got it out. So you're working on the fourth one now already? Or you let this one simmer for a while? Because I know, as you said, this last one took you just a few years to get the way you want it. So I don't know if ideas keep kind of rolling out, or if you're going to sort of let this one...
Yeah, we'll probably let this sit tight for now. I mean, we've already got new songs that we want to record that didn't make it on here that we're going to schedule studio time for, so...
Yeah.
We'll have a few little tidbits coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Music video at some point.
Yeah.
There
you go. Yeah. I don't know if there's, you know, a lot of bands get an EP out or a single out in between a couple of other projects, if that's sort of what your thing is, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just so that, you know, we stay on people's radar.
Well, and there are so many different avenues, too. You know, it's not just the album these days. There's online and radio, of course, but the single, all of these different ways of getting the music to people's ears without having to have them buy an entire record. So you're certainly not limited to that. But. Mm-hmm. So you guys started out in Duluth. What did you start when you were all students at UMD, or was it later on you kind of found each other, or how did that...
I guess I started this with Adam when we were students, and it wasn't quite fully formed group, and then we got asked to open for Trampled by Turtles when they were playing on campus, and I was like, okay, time to write a set worth of songs.
Yeah.
And so I think that's actually most of our first record was written in like a week or two, because we had to get ready for that show.
Yeah, it was like over Christmas break or something.
Yeah, so we played that. I think Sarah Kruger sang with us for that show and some other ones. And then, we picked up Jason maybe a year later.
On the bass, okay.
And then Dave after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of coalesced.
Yeah, I joined after everyone moved to Minneapolis, I think.
Yeah.
I think so.
But your hometowns, a couple of you said you're from Duluth, and Adam, are you from?
I'm from River Falls, Wisconsin.
River Falls.
Just across the border.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Trent's from Wisconsin,
too.
Yep.
Well, that's great. Let's hear a song to close out the afternoon here. What'll this be?
Yeah, this is another, let's see.
Settle Down?
Settle Down.
Settle Down. This is off the new CD as well.
Right. Portage, live from Studio A.
Let me do a little tune in here.
Sure.
Tune and break.
The working title for this song is A Little Less Country.
So that's really all we know about
it. That's all we know it by. The previous song was, our working title was...
Tambourine song.
Yeah.
So, a little more Donnie, a little less Marie.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. A little less country.
Oh, should I tell my joke?
Yeah.
Hey, did you guys hear that the man who invented the USB drive died?
No.
Yeah, but when they buried him, they put him in the wrong way, so they had to take him out, flip him around, and put him back in again.
You're the drummer. You're supposed to rim shot yourself.
Oh, yeah. All right. Here we go.
This is the moment it begins. All the days start to shed their skin.
Song Settle Down by Portage, live from Studio A. That's on their new album, Creatures, just a couple of weeks old. I assume you'll have copies with you guys tonight at the Red Herring Lounge. The doors open at 8. Rick McLean, Cat, and Black Diary on stage before Portage. Portage will be on 10-ish, depending?
I think 11-ish.
11-ish, that's right. Yeah. Okay. And then Space Carpet to follow as part of Red Herring's second birthday bash. So thanks, guys, for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome back, of course, anytime, especially when the new record comes out in about 8 months, right? You're
going to get it. Yeah.
Cool. Thanks so much. This is Live for C2A. I'd like to thank Quentin Stillia, Aaron Welch, and Sam Quackenbush for their help today as well. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, you can go to kumd.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. Produced today by Christine Dean. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.